This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
What's happening?
I broke my headphones.
There,
he goes,
I got it.
Oh.
Ah, jeez.
Tony was rocking too hard.
Ah, jeez. I couldn't hear.
Can we bring Sue back in?
Yeah.
Hey, Sue.
Hey.
We really miss you.
Thank you. I miss you.
Yeah, it sucks you not being able to be a part of the whole show, but there's weird sounds that go on, like, when you're up.
Really? Like what?
Like this really loud hiss.
Right now, too?
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's weird.
I wonder if it's as noticeable to
yeah,
the audience.
Someone
as it is
let
to
us know.
Yeah.
Someone tweet us. Because
tweet us and let us know.
If you guys don't hear it, I don't care.
We can live
yeah,
with it.
Yeah, we can
live
with it in
it.
Our
right.
headphones.
Yeah.
So.
Right.
So we're going to play Three Strikes.
Three Strikes.
Tony, it's your game. Oh, should we tell them the idea? Or should we wait until Monday?
Oh, you can tell them the idea.
You think?
I'm really excited.
What's the idea?
Okay, get this. So here's where the idea came from. If anyone's ever seen Chariots of Fire, in the very beginning, Abrams, I've seen it a couple of times. I think it's at Oxford where he runs around the square and he's the first one to do it in under, like, by the time the clock rings. And here at Intercom, we have a perfect square of hallways around the office. And I said, we could time each other and see who can run it the fastest. And then Tony said, let me take that up a notch. Let's do DGS Olympics. So over the weekend, we're going to think of stupid games that we can play in a big, huge, empty office. If you guys have ideas, tweet them to Tony or to Rachel. And then Monday, we're going to play DGS Olympics, and we'll film it, and it'll be big fun.
That's DGS great. Office Olympics. And this is, I am... My childhood led me up to this moment.
This is your wheelhouse.
Because I have a gift for... And it's not me. My group of friends, we had a gift for inventing sports. And all contingencies accounted for. Like, well, what if this happens and we don't...
Oh, I just had an idea.
I have an answer.
How about this?
Yes.
The only other person that's here every day besides us is our boss, Steve Moore.
Uh-huh.
We strip him down, we grease him up, and we try to catch him.
Catch Steve.
Yeah. Wow. Naked, greased Steve Moore.
I was
going to
see if he wanted
office.
To be the official.
No, I want to catch him greased.
You want a different. You want a different direction.
I want to hold him down.
Apparently,
I want to make him say
is
stuff.
Not there.
Yeah. No, Kathy Edelman's gone.
Yeah.
So is Bridget.
Yeah. HR's not.
We can do anything we want to Steve Moore.
Darn right.
Hold him down. Spit. Do that spit thing. We can do it all. Say Camo X sucks. No, say it. Camo X sucks. Say Fred Bottomer's stupid.
No.
Bottomer's stupid.
No.
Say we could all beat you up.
We bought you because you couldn't beat you. We bought you because we couldn't beat you.
Love
Say
it.
That.
So, more fun to come next week.
Woo-hoo!
Yes.
I'm excited.
Three strikes?
Three strikes.
Three strikes is a game that I modified from an old bar game we used to play back in my day at the pubs. I'm going to give you guys, are going to pick a number which will correspond to a random category, general knowledge. You won't have any idea what the category is until you've selected it. And you
For
will...
example, one of them last week was top grossing films adjusted for inflation.
Yes.
It was
which
like
is
two
what,
days ago, but...
which is what
probably
screwed me and Andrew.
Last year when
yes.
we played.
So If there's not an official clock, but I am going to be a little bit, faster than I was last time. If I feel like you guys are stalling or having a trouble.
Yeah, the girls really stalled last
We're going to put a 10 second.
Oh, you mean when we won?
Yeah,
we'll
we
put
won,
a 10 second actually. Clock on you. If the clock runs out, you get a strike. If you miss a, if you get a wrong answer, you get a strike. And there's no stealing. After your round's over, mm-hmm. goes to the next team. Team with the most points wins.
So this time, Sue's teamed up with Andrew.
It's going to be Dave and Rachel versus, I decided to mix up the teams. We're going to go Dave and Rachel versus Sue and Andrew. And, yeah, we're ready to go.
Love it.
You guys, Sue and Andrew can go first. Pick a number between 1 and 10.
Go for it, Sue.
Andrew, okay, how about number 2?
Number 2.
Number 2.
Big mistake.
Number 2 is biggest fast food restaurants in America by locations. And this is
what does that mean?
Traditional
like
fast food.
Like number of locations.
Yeah, number of... Yeah.
What did you think it might mean?
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know. That's why I asked, what does mean?
Oh, this is she's getting salty from
this
Webster
is a fair
Groves.
Question.
Traditional fast
First
food.
Category.
Traditional fast
it's
food. Not
where she
is. Not
hey,
pizza.
She's your enemy Rachel. Today, Rachel.
Not pizza, not coffee, not donuts. Traditional fast food restaurants.
So donut shops.
Biggest in America by locations, and I need to make sure you got to say this is
this
my
is
guess.
This is your wheelhouse, Andrew.
Yep. Yep. This is, and you got the right guy for this, for sure.
So who sells the most coffee?
Yep. All right, here we go. Start it off.
I'm ready. Subway?
Subway is number 1.
Mm-hmm. Whoa.
And again, make sure you...
How did he know that?
I did know that.
He's Andrew.
I think we all know.
McDonald's, got to be on there.
Mm-hmm. Number 2.
I love the way he's consulting with his partner, the way he consulted with me last time.
I like how he's going in order.
Exactly.
So far, 1 and 2. Yeah.
Taco
I was just
Bell.
Reviewing the trade magazines earlier today, and I...
Taco Bell is number 5.
Okay, Burger King.
Burger King is number 3.
Okay, Wendy's, all the big ones.
Wendy's is number 4.
This is like watching Willie Mays hit for the cycle.
Yep, you're 5 for 5.
KFC, got to be
KFC
on there.
KFC is number 7.
What's that stand for?
White Castle?
White Castle is strike 1.
Okay.
Oh,
okay.
It's not national.
Okay. How's that
now
feel?
We're getting tricky. Oh, it's not national. Okay.
No, it's got to be national.
No, that's why you need to consult with your partner. Mm-hmm.
Sue, does Hardee's Carl's Jr. count?
I think so because I think like, you'd have
like,
to
can we,
both.
Tony, can we combine them? Are they one place?
That would be a combined place.
A lot of Starbucks.
Okay, well then we're gonna go with that combined place.
Strike 2.
Oh my god, he tricked us.
He did trick
he
us.
He lured us.
2 strikes and 6 points so far.
Burger King, he said. Yeah, and Steak and Shakes are disappearing. That can't be, and it's
well,
regional.
I don't know if those are, yeah.
Those are regional.
Those are regional.
Need an answer.
Everybody
10
loves Chick-fil-A. How about Chick-fil-A? Let's do a Chick-fil-A.
Chick-fil-A.
Strike 3.
I thought so.
Andrew, that was still nice work.
Yeah.
So you got the top 5, which were Subway, McDonald's, Burger King, Wendy, and Taco Bell. KFC was number 7. You missed it. Dairy Queen, Sonic, Arby's, and Jimmy John's.
Wow. Would not have guessed any of those.
Me neither. Seriously.
All right,
and I ate Jimmy John's today.
All right, Rachel and Dave, select a number, please.
Dang, I love a good Club Lulu. Why don't we do number 9, Dave?
Remember when I had to get me an Unwich?
What is
that's
that?
Happened several times. Several times I have said, I'm going to Jimmy John's. Would you like anything? And Dave's like, get me the tuna unwich. And every time he hates it and he complains.
It's
and
like
he
having
keeps
an old
it.
Person spit in your mouth.
It's tuna and lettuce.
Yeah,
wet
he's
lettuce.
Like, this sucks. I'm like, well, you said it's. And I'll say, well, you don't like that. And he goes, nah, I want it.
What is happening?
Category number 9 is the best selling candy bars in the United States.
Ooh.
Okay.
Ooh.
Bye.
By location.
So
what
coffee.
Does that mean?
All right, Dave, what do you think? He says peanut butter cup.
Do it.
Locking
Reese's
in.
Peanut butter cup is number 1.
Woohoo!
Snickers.
Is number 3.
Twix.
Number 4.
Hershey's? You think just a Hershey's candy bar?
We haven't done Kit Kat. Kit Kat's popular.
Kit Kat is number 5.
Okay.
I know you don't like Hershey's bars, but they're pretty iconic.
Yeah, let's do Hershey's.
Be specific on which Hershey's.
Oh.
Maybe with almonds?
He was saying plain.
We're going to say Hershey's with almonds.
That's strike 1.
Oh, the Hershey's plain.
Hershey's classic is number 2.
Dang.
You got 5 points and 1 strike.
Okay.
Let's just talk it out.
Okay.
You got Paydays.
Yeah.
You got Three Musketeers.
I bet that's on there.
You got Milky Ways.
I bet that's on there as well.
Okay.
Probably not that many fruity candies.
Probably not candy bars.
Okay.
Gonna need an answer.
Let's do Milky Way.
Milky Way.
Milky Way is number six.
Ugh.
Three Musketeers.
Three
We're
Musketeers.
Locking in.
Three Musketeers is strike two.
Ooh. Okay.
Got
We're
the top six.
Something.
Butterfinger?
Yes.
Butterfinger.
We're gonna say Butterfinger.
Strike three.
Oh.
No way.
Goodness. Woo!
This
Wait,
is communism.
If zero bars on there, I'm ripping up the paper.
Chico
six. Six to six.
If
after...
you say Zagnut, I'll punch your wiener.
Number seven is Hershey's Dark.
Oh, shit.
Number
yeah, those
eight is Almond Joy.
Oh,
number nine.
Oh, shut up.
Wow. Number nine is Mounds.
Is yeah. that?
Mounds?
Oh, no.
I've never even had one of those.
Is so this delicious. Candy bars in hell?
And number 10 is the Dove Chocolate Bar.
What?
Wow.
This
wow.
Bull crap.
All right.
Sue and Andrew,
Sue and Andrew, yeah. pick a number, please.
Sue?
Andrew, it's your turn, babe.
Oh, four.
What was your source on that?
All I don't remember.
Be nice
the
to
internet.
Judge.
Candies are us.
I haven't been boned that hard in so long.
Category number four. The biggest retailers / grocery chains in the United States by sales. Not by location, by sales.
Does this count online retailers as well?
It does.
Okay.
Well, I mean, if that's tied into their business, then
sure.
yes.
Yeah. All right.
Boy.
Biggest retailers / grocery chains in the United States by sales.
Amazon.
Amazon
How about
is...
you consult with Sue?
Sue, what do you think about Amazon?
He's not a team player.
Amazon.
Amazon is number two.
Sue, what do you think about Target?
I love it.
Target.
Target is number eight.
What about Walmart?
Sue, what do you think about Walmart? Well, Sue likes Walmart.
Walmart is number one.
Yes.
Okay, so now it gets a little bit trickier.
Yeah, we got to figure out...
Sue, what do you think about Kroger?
Yeah, I think that's a good guess.
Tony, we say Kroger.
Kroger is number three.
Okay.
All right.
What do you think
about... Do you think Trader Joe's is up that high? I mean, he keeps saying by
sure.
how much people spend.
How about Trader Joe's?
Strike one.
Ooh.
Dang it.
Ooh, that's tough. Ooh, that's tough. Piggly Wiggly?
Is Save a Lot National or Save, you know,
Any
of those?
What about like Dollar General? There's
oh,
a
no,
lot of those.
No. They don't serve. They don't have groceries.
Yeah, they do. They have food. They have like
Dollar General?
Retailers yeah. / grocery chains.
Retailers
that is,
slash
oh.
Grocery.
Wow, look at the white privilege on this one.
What about Aldi?
Gonna need an answer.
Aldi's.
Aldi.
You can't buy food at Dollar General.
Strike two.
Strike two.
Oh.
Now, we got, now, does this, would a drugstore be included in this?
Open evening? Your minds. It's a retailer.
All right, you think Walgreens, Sue?
Sure.
Walgreens.
Walgreens is number six.
Okay.
Way to go, Andrew.
So CVS might be on there, too. One with reason to think, yes?
Yeah.
Okay, CVS.
Number seven.
Okay.
Oh, nice.
Okay, okay.
Is National still a chain? No. All right. You're right. Opening the mind.
Opening the mind.
Walgreens.
Gonna need an answer.
Thank you,
seconds.
Tony. Thank you.
How about
5 seconds.
Dollar
I'll
General.
Take whatever you're trying to say.
All right. Dollar General.
Strike three.
Ah.
Ooh.
So.
Six seems to be the number.
Sue thinks that that's just where poor people buy birth control.
Oh, wow.
The ones you missed were Costco.
Oh.
Costco, duh.
Home Depot.
Home Depot.
Lowe's.
What?
And Albertsons Companies. Don't know what that is.
All right.
What if I had said Albertsons Companies right off the bat? What if I was like, number one, Albertsons Companies?
Rachel and Dave, select a number, please.
It's going to take me till Sunday evening to get over Mounds.
I'm sorry. I just had food and Home Depot was an answer.
Hey, you guys were tied.
He said retailers. He said retailers or grocery chains.
All tied.
You want to do seven, Dave?
Sure.
Category number seven, please.
All right. Category number seven is...
Twitter says no hiss.
Yeah, getting a lot of people saying they don't hear a hiss.
Damn it.
This one might be tricky. The smallest United States states
okay.
by area.
Okay.
I wanted this
Rhode
so
Island.
Rhode
the
Island.
Smallest. Rhode Island.
Probably all going to be in the Northeast.
So
Connecticut.
Island? Yeah.
Rhode Island is number one.
Connecticut.
Connecticut is number three.
Massachusetts?
Yes.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts is on the list as well, number five.
New Hampshire?
Massachusetts.
Let's do New Hampshire.
New Hampshire, yes.
New Jersey?
Yes.
Jersey, yes.
Probably New York.
Ugh.
Let's try it.
New York is strike one.
Okay.
Virginia? No. Yeah, everything's pretty...
Yeah, they all have to be there.
Well, and but then you get down to like...
I mean, the Carolinas.
Yeah.
West Virginia.
Let's do West Virginia.
West Virginia is number 10.
Yes.
Okay, what else is in the Northeast? Why am I brain
farting?
Here we
go. Here's that six. We're at that six again.
That was a good time to choke.
No kidding.
Not really good time. Let's think about large states.
Maine seems kind of big.
No, I think Maine is small.
Do you?
You want to try it?
Sure.
Maine.
Strike two.
Okay, sorry, Dave.
It's okay.
I thought Maine was like this big.
So we said Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New York, Connecticut, New Jersey.
Did we said Virginia.
Did we say Virginia?
Yeah, but it seems big. You want to do it? I can't think of anything
gonna
else.
Going to need an answer. 10 seconds.
Go ahead.
Virginia.
This six thing. Strike three.
Ugh.
6666.
Whoa. Wow.
Four times in a row.
The devil.
You missed Delaware.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hawaii.
Oh. Oh.
Vermont.
Who cares?
Yeah.
And Maryland.
Maryland.
Maryland, oh,
all right,
Maryland.
We'll take a break.
12 to 12 after
See,
four rounds.
I come from a family that denied Hawaii as a state.
Well, you.
What?
So.
You still should have gotten Vermont and Maryland.
It's in my DNA.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Oh, Triumph. Triumph can make anything better. Mm. Happy Friday, 5:30 on the dot, playing what, Rage?
Just Sue going, mmm.
Oh.
I'm reiterate, that was not me on the first part of that.
That was me.
No. Playing,
and it was Braunschweiger.
Three strikes,
and it's 12 to 12 after
Damn.
Four rounds. After four rounds, it's all tied up.
Love it.
It is Sue and Andrew's turn. Please select a number.
Sue, pick a number.
How about five? Did we do five?
Sue, please pick five? A number. Anytime you're ready, you can pick that number.
It's always funny. Alrighty, number five is... on this next piece of paper, which appears to be stuck, the best-selling soft drinks in the United States.
All right,
the best-selling soft drinks by location. All right.
By location?
No, I'm kidding. Oh. Best-selling, best-selling soft drinks in the U.S.
All right.
Here we go.
Coca-Cola. Sue, do you like Coca-Cola?
I do.
Coca-Cola.
Coca-Cola. Sue, you like Coca-Cola?
I would say Diet Coke as well.
Regular,
okay,
yeah,
Andrew?
Regular Coke is number one.
Okay, so we'll also throw Diet Coke on there.
Diet Coke is number three.
Okay, cool. So then Pepsi, right, Sue?
Mm-hmm.
Pepsi.
One stands to reason. Pepsi.
Pepsi's number two.
Parpo, okay.
Diet Pepsi.
Diet Peppers.
Number seven.
Okay.
What about Mountain Dew, Andrew?
Sure, yes, what about no. Mountain Dew? Tony,
did
what
you just
about
call
Mountain
it Mountain Dew?
Mountain Dew is number four.
Can I stop everything?
Yes, sir.
I just have to say... this is the pinnacle of Andrew's existence.
Oh, yeah.
Andrew comports himself as if he is the leading oncologist at Northwestern University, and he's being brought in on a difficult case.
There's one category in here that is literally specifically for him, and I'm praying.
And it wasn't fast food or soft drinks.
I'm praying he gets it.
I just love, he's like
I'm praying you guys
Pep Diet. The Pep Diet, yeah.
All right, here we go. Back at it.
All right, back at it. Sue, do you think Dr. Pepper?
No, yeah,
well,
do you think,
Doc
do you
Pep.
Think diet or do you
not diet?
Just...
I would say regular Doc Pep.
Okay.
Is that an answer?
Doc Pep?
Dr. Pepper is number 5.
Okay. All right.
The doctor. Here
we go. That's 6.
Trucking on. All right. That's 6.
Nobody's no one breaks 6.
Nobody's conquered 6
no
yet.
One
no one
breaks
6. No one has broken 6. What's up?
Do you want to say Diet Dr. Pepper or no?
Diet Dr. Pepper tones?
Strike 1.
Okay. Here we go. That's it. That's it.
Okay.
How about Sprite? You think
Sprite?
I drink a lot of Sprite.
Yes.
Sprite?
Number 6.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And a 7.
We did it.
7 Up, I don't think is that big.
No,
anymore.
7 Up's not that big.
LeBron James doesn't endorse 7 Up.
Exactly. My thoughts exactly. There's an immensely popular drink called Faygo. Do you want to say Faygo, Sue?
I think your prince pronouncing that.
Dave bought you a lot of time there, so I'm going to have to start the 10-second clock.
All right. Thank you, Doug.
Andrew, do you really think? All right.
That's no, we don't have to. What do you think? But we got like 3 seconds.
5 seconds.
Just go ahead and do it.
We'll go ahead and do it.
What is it?
Faygo?
Strike.
Well, that's a bad sign.
Yeah.
Sue, do you think Diet Mountain Dew? Everybody here drinks Diet Mountain Dew.
Okay.
Diet Mountain Dew, Tony.
Number 9.
Okay.
Yeah,
nice job. What about
it.
Pib? What about the Pib?
Well, here's what I was going to say. Do energy drinks count, Tony?
No.
Is that a soft drink?
Okay. No, it's got to be a soft drink.
So, yeah, okay.
What, like Pib? A hard drink.
What about like a
10
ginger
seconds.
Ale? Do you think ginger ale counts?
How about Pib? I liked Pib.
All right, we'll do Pip. Miss
all right, we'll
Pip.
Do Pip.
You guys missed. Got 8 out of 10, though. You guys missed Fanta.
Fanta.
Orange.
No way.
And Coke Zero.
Oh, yeah. Forgot about Coke Zero. Third.
How about that, huh?
Well, 8. 8 is respectable.
Number 1, Tony.
Number 1, Dave.
All right, I guess we're doing number 1.
Most home runs in Major League Baseball history.
Have fun,
the
Dave.
People that have the most home runs in Major League Baseball history.
Sue is running around the only, office hoodie.
It's the only sports question in the game.
Just going to have these cookies and lean back.
Mark McGwire
is number 11, strike one.
Are you kidding?
I'm not kidding. He's number 11.
Okay. Okay.
Marshall Faulk.
This sucks.
Mm-hmm.
Babe Ruth.
Yep. Number 3.
Hank Aaron.
Yep. Number 2.
What about Albert Pujols?
Albert Pujols, number 6.
Good one.
Yeah.
Good one.
I just like that she said that with her mouth full.
Yeah, it's not full. That's how she talks now.
What about?
She has a giant growth.
What about?
I think it's Corona.
There's our first Corona joke. Broke that ceiling.
It's Friday.
Yeah, people forget by Monday.
Gonna need an answer.
Let's see. Barry Bonds?
Number 1.
What about Sammy Sosa, Dave?
How about Sammy Sosa, Tony?
Sammy Sosa is number 9.
Oh, my God.
Dude,
oh,
I'm good at this.
I'm disturbed now. I'm disturbed.
Mm-hmm.
Is that 7?
No, that's 5.
Okay. Oh, gosh. I'm just talking
five
it out.
Location.
Yep.
Lou Gehrig, Mickey Mantle.
No. Strike
Mickey
2.
Mickey Mantle?
Strike 2.
What about Mickey Mantle?
What about A-Rod? Didn't he have a bunch of home runs?
I don't think so.
What about Derek Jeter?
No. Keep trying, though.
It's probably like all the baseball
players. Probably like someone old.
Michael Jordan played baseball for a while.
Back when they played with yarn.
You said Barry Bonds?
I did.
Gonna need an answer.
I know.
Old Steve Austin, I hear.
I know. Well, listen to her talking crap.
What about Pete Rose?
5 seconds.
Why are you doing that?
What are you doing up there?
Say a name.
I'm Tap.
Say a name. Any name.
Say one
you
of
You already
those.
Said Mark McGwire. Oh, Lou, what's his
Gehrig.
Name? Mm-mm. Gehrig.
Strike 3. Alex Rodriguez.
Said A-Rod.
You said A-Rod.
A-Rod's number 4.
I didn't know he hit that many home
runs. Yeah, he hit a lot of home runs. A-Rod is number 4. Willie Mays.
Oh, yeah.
Number 5. Ken Griffey Jr., Jim Thome, and Frank Robinson.
Willie Mays was the pitch man on TV.
Yeah, Frank Robinson, Jimmy Thome, pretty tough. But
I should have just listened to my heart about A-Rod.
There was a couple more gettables.
Who was that guy? Who was the guy that was like the seen on TV guy?
All right, we got to go. We got to go.
Pick a number.
Okay. Yep.
Andrew, your turn.
8.
8 is, I'm going to quit erasing them for the sake of time. Category number 8.
We each can only have like a minute here.
This might be. Oh, no. This might be his.
It might be.
It is!
Hey!
It's Andrew's category.
Crap.
Best-selling video game consoles of all time.
Oh, my gosh. Boy. I don't know any. So
I know.
Go.
This is literally
oh, boy,
up
is
to
hard.
Andrew.
Okay.
Best-selling video game consoles of all time. All
right. I'm ready.
Go.
Gosh. Is the Switch on there? The Switch might be on there.
You have 1 minute to get all these.
Nintendo Switch.
Got it. Nintendo Switch is not on here. Strike
okay,
one.
Strike one. Wii.
Yes, Nintendo Wii is number six.
Okay. PlayStation 4.
PlayStation 4 is number four.
Okay. Xbox One then.
Xbox One is Strike 2.
Wow, okay.
Ooh.
I thought you would be better at this.
I know, I did too. I don't really know what, I don't know what best selling. The frickin' Sega Genesis, everybody has
Strike
one
3!
Wow, oh, no way! Okay.
All right, we have a chance, Dave. We
pick
have
a number,
chance.
All pick
the
a
PlayStations, PlayStation 2, way. PlayStation 1, PlayStation 2, PlayStation 3, Xbox 360, Game Boy, PlayStation Portable, Xbox, yeah, 10? Xbox, dang.
I was thinking 10 or 6, but I'm fine with 10.
Let's go 10.
That's all right, Andrew.
Number 10.
Number 10.
Thank you,
close
Sue.
It out.
Let's do it.
So what's 17? The score right now?
I know, I'm adding it up right now. You need 5 to tie, 6 to win. There
okay.
is a tiebreaker.
Okay.
What was your number?
10.
10.
Number 10. The last 10 vice presidents, not counting Mike Pence.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay.
Going backwards.
Okay.
Joe Biden.
You need 5.
Joe Biden.
To tie. Joe Biden is number 1.
Dick
yep.
Cheney.
Dick Cheney.
Al Gore.
Yep.
Al
yep.
Gore.
Who was HW's?
I don't know, but HW was one.
HW was number, yes.
Okay.
He was one.
LBJ?
No. No.
Yeah, because JFK
Kennedy
was number 10, and LBJ was his vice president.
Yeah, but there are multiple vice presidents.
Oh.
Strike one.
Who is Reagan's?
Kucinich? I don't know.
You need one more to tie.
So we were
Paul.
At we were
You've
at
got Biden.
Oh, what's
Cheney,
his name?
Gore.
He spelled potato wrong. Paul. What's his name?
Bob Dole.
Hello.
No, the guy that spelled potato wrong.
Who was his president?
Sorry, potato.
HW.
I don't know.
Who is George W.'s vice president? I know he sounds so
Dick
stupid.
Cheney, we
Dick Cheney.
Said
right.
Him. Let's go in order.
HW.
Herbert Hoover.
You're no.
I'm just saying names
okay,
now.
Who was before
That's strike
HW.
Two, by the way, and
Reagan?
You need one more to tie.
Clinton. Oh.
No, before...
Before HW
You need
was,
to settle down and think.
I wasn't alive before HW, so I need you to help me out.
Reagan.
Okay, who is Reagan's vice president? You know this.
I HW. Do. I can see him.
You already got him, HW.
Okay, so before Reagan, it was...
Nixon. And that was Ford.
Number four. You've got a tie.
Okay.
You've got a tie.
Ford.
So before
Nixon
was...
Was that Johnson? LBJ?
No.
Was it...
Nixon was...
We can go to the tiebreaker.
Go to the tiebreaker. Come on!
Spell potato
so
wrong.
I know.
Come on.
I know.
10 seconds.
Oh, I'm going to be so mad.
You're going to be mad because...
Yeah, you're going to be super mad.
Super mad. There's more you're going to be super mad about.
Can I see the list?
Sure.
Has 10 seconds run
Who
out
Who was
yet?
Before Nixon, Dave? Or who was before Nixon?
That is 10
JFK,
seconds.
Who we already said was...
Right, then LBJ, and
oh
then
my
Nixon.
God, Tony, come on!
Do you want to... I need an answer right now.
It wasn't
yeah,
Ford
you're giving
then?
Giving them all kinds
We
of
said Ford.
But who is Ford's
May
vice president?
May I say
president?
The answer yet?
Mondale.
Time is up.
Yes.
Did we say
Quayle.
It, though?
Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle.
Dan Quayle.
Walter Mondale was Jimmy Carter's.
Yeah.
What about Kucinich?
Nelson Rockefeller was Ford's.
Yep.
You said Nick. You fed Ford for Nixon. Agnew. For Nixon,
yeah,
is the other
Nicholas
one, and then Herbert Humphrey was LBJ's.
That's what I was thinking when I said
so
Herbert.
So we tied.
yeah. Do you want to do the tiebreaker?
Yeah.
Yeah. Let's.
All right. Tiebreaker is back and forth. So we're gonna flip a coin. Sue and Andrew are heads. Dave and Rachel are tails.
So it's whoever misses first.
Yeah. It's whoever
okay.
misses
Ooh,
first.
Oh my gosh. Oh
yes.
My God.
It's whoever misses first. Okay.
So who goes first?
This is intense.
I'm flipping the coin right now. It's okay. tails. Dave and Rachel go first. This is biggest countries in the world by population.
Ooh.
Biggest countries in the world by population.
China.
First person to miss
China.
Loses the game. China was number one.
Oh, gosh. You think India? India.
Yes.
You guys have 5 seconds to answer each time. India was number two.
United States?
Let's try it.
U.S.
You just said number three. You don't have to go in order. You just got to get in the top
Sue,
ten.
Sue, go for it. You think England?
5 seconds.
Kingdom?
5 seconds.
Sue.
Yeah,
England.
England.
And
yeah! Yeah,
Indonesia, Pakistan, Brazil, Nigeria, Woo! Bangladesh, Russia, and Mexico.
Suck it.
Odyssey is giving you a chance to win a trip to London to see Taylor Swift at the Eras Tour. It's Tay in the UK.
Hey, it's Taylor.
Just download the free Odyssey app, log in and listen to a participating station for a minimum of 60 minutes to get your daily entry. And you could win a chance to fly off to London with three friends and see Taylor.
I can't wait to see you at the Eras Tour in London.
For more, go to odyssey.com/Taylor. Tay in the UK.
It's on the Odyssey app.
Thanks to Republic Records.
This is a national contest.
Welcome back, guys. DGS. Happy Friday. Few minutes shy of 6 p.m. So a couple of treats for you. I think they're treats. First of all, we're doing our weekly rewind, and it's sort of a 2020 retrospective. So we're going to do a little Tom Turbrock for you. Tom had a hilarious story about when he played football. And then one of my favorite bits we ever did was when he and I and Pigpen were sucking helium. We're going to play that for you right now. And the 6 o'clock hour, we're going to replay Chunk of Cheese. The Sweet 16 we did from earlier this week. A lot of you didn't get to hear it. Those of you who did, I think it's one of the funniest things we've done in a long time because it's just so ridiculously stupid. So here you go. Enjoy.
And why didn't you get to start? You're a big dude.
I just didn't play. All of the guys usually played in the junior leagues and all that. I didn't know what to do. They were knocking me crazy. So finally in.
You know, now, were you aggressive?
No, not enough where the
that's a problem.
Coach would be like, dang it,
Baby
I'm like,
Huey.
But he's my pal, you know? So we're finally in. I'm like, what's he doing behind me? All right, so he's in. So he's deaf.
You and the deaf guy.
Right. So all of a sudden about blue 42, all of a sudden I'm hearing, Hermrock. Hermrock. And I'm like, no way. No way. So he's popping me. He's down in the crowd. Pop. Yeah. What the snap count? I'm trying to get the two out, delay a game, we're out. Not that game, no.
And you're I like only Moonlight played, Graham oh, from Field
was,
of Dreams.
Because I was all happy. I'm finally in. I want to play on two. Ready? Hermrock. And I just, oh, man. And then he's a big dude. I mean, he was a big, strong mug. He got mad at me. And he's like the whole way to the deal talking to me in sign language. I'm like, brother, just wait till the ball. I'm like, wait till the ball snaps. Me and him just didn't blend
to
well.
To this day. Yeah. Guy's 6'8", 400 pounds. Oh, did you ever play in the NFL?
Stupid two-back.
He been fat guy stunted. He won't tell me his nap count. I could be somebody.
That's an A-plus.
He's a bouncer. He's, a, you know.
I'm telling you.
At the Kitty Cat Club.
Yes,
and
yes, I would be
Oxnard.
Playing pro. Right. I would be pro.
There's a big guy look like Cuddly. And
my one break.
He talk bad. I said, what's the count? And he said,
but glove, that's exactly what
I said, what's the damn count?
That's exactly what happened.
And the coach, he takes me out, I never get in again. Not in the bounce at the Denny's.
Folks, he had it right to the T.
Fat bastard.
And at first I'm like, no way. No way. And he's popping me.
Son of a bitch makes me work at Kmart. 29 year Kmart. Blue light, big fat bastard. Done it.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man.
And, Glove, I'm walking back, and he's just doing this, Coach. Doing this stuff. I'm like, well, what are you putting us both moment. In?
Yeah, it's his fault, clearly.
Right.
Where's that thalidomide?
I'm playing now.
Get me the thalidomide and the hair lip. Where are they?
No, Glove, but I can remember, like you said, where you...
Field goal on three.
Passive. Well, they would have my one good pal, probably half my size, and he's like, dude... Hit me. Now they're putting me, he was knocking me all around. And I just, and then it's weird, in hockey, I'd kill you.
Like
I don't know why.
A cartoon character or something.
Well, that could be.
You're like that big be. Indian in One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. You know?
That's a good one. Break the window.
Let me tell you something. I'll hit him.
Let me hit Turbrock.
Yeah. I hit him so hard his kids wake up and they'll be amazing like they the butter. Thinking like a damn thing, but putt. Oh my God, we're really gonna piss the deaf people off. But what do they know?
Okay? Oh, come on,
someone's got to tell them about
Don't
it.
Don't be nice.
Good afternoon, St. Louis.
What happened, Glove? How you living, brother? Hey, Pig.
Yeah, man. Everything's good.
Oh yeah, good show coming up.
This is the Dave Glover Show. Hey, Glove.
Happy Monday, everybody. It's 4:08. I'm getting lightheaded, but I don't stutter when I use helium. We found the helium. Helium.
And I don't stutter.
This is great.
Clearly,
it has an effect on my voice.
Just a little bit. It's not that bad, really. It's not that different.
You tell him, pig.
Hold on.
What's that, pig?
I thought it's really not that different. It's just a little higher.
This is pretty cool.
Look at that, Dave.
Man, look at...
If that thing explodes, you're dead.
Pigpen doesn't do anything halfway.
No, always too extreme.
I mean, you start out with fun and...
To the extreme, Glob, to the extreme.
His voice sounds the best.
Nah, it's okay.
How's it going, bud?
Oh, I feel great.
All right, boy.
Why do a little balloon if you could do a big one?
Oh, wow.
I've heard that before.
2 for 3, 5 for 10.
Where at?
Right here.
Dave Glover Show.
Well, here's the perfect story for this.
All right, I'm good.
Crossbow invented for the wheelchair-bound hunter.
No.
Seriously.
No. There's no wheelchair-bound hunters.
Here's some thinking,
I hope.
Professor Hawking finally gets to go hunting.
I see a deer. I see a deer. You're mine, bitch. You're mine. Feel my steel. Feel it. Feel my steel.
Oh, my goodness gracious. I need some more, pig.
Who don't?
This doesn't make it high or anything, does it?
Just
a little bit.
We shall see.
Wow. Fill me up again, too.
Welcome, though, folks.
Welcome to the Dave Glover Show.
First of all, Glove.
You think Jacobers are doing this over in Camo Wax? Who is it now? Paul Harris?
I don't think so, Glove. I really
You don't hold yours very long. You can't hold the smoke.
Well, Glove, I feel, I don't know what's going on. You can't hold the smoke? Pass it. Puff, puff, give. Wait. Puff, puff, give. You can get killed in certain circles.
He starts out, and then he fakes it.
How's
That's
going,
what
everybody?
He's like... He's starting out with real news. He's like, hey, everybody.
Wow. First of all, I want to start things off at 4:11 now, as we just keep rolling.
Putting it off.
To say a very happy birthday. And don't mess with me now, guys.
Happy birthday.
To
happy birthday to you.
Tara Lynn Lockmiller.
Happy birthday, dear Tara. Happy birthday to you.
Awesome, guys. Very good. That is my god... Child,
Back in black.
The greatest of all time. Love you, dear.
It's because of all black, dear. I love you very much, very much.
8 years old, so I am an old man now.
Perfect. That's a bit young for even you, isn't it?
Happy, Carol? Oh, Lord have mercy. Happy birthday to you, dear.
Yeah, I'm about to run out the house, boys.
97.1,
who's
this?
Having too much fun.
I just want to know if you guys knew you were getting high on the helium.
I don't stutter at all with that stuff.
Really? Bonus! See?
Love it. Got the buzz? And the bit.
See, we're not allowed to drink on the air, but
no,
you
can do all the helium you want.
All the helium you want.
I read the bylines.
Look at
nothing about
helium. Look at Big Ben Bogarted over here.
Sorry, guys.
Here you go. You need remember you're a kid.
Hey, Glove.
There's one at every birthday party. David Allen Glover, you do that one more time. What?
What? I'm not doing nothing.
What?
It's a cat.
Then you end it with the fart noise.
Absolutely, Glove. No problem.
Quit faking it.
97.1.
Hello, who's this?
Who's this? Scared him off.
I don't think
Hello, go right ahead.
Hello?
Hi.
You guys know that this stuff causes impotence.
Was that Jackie Mason?
I don't know. It sounded like a
mistake. Yeah, the lollipop kids. The lollipop kids.
We're not going to get anywhere.
We have lost a show, man.
Move it, dude. Come on, it's radio.
You're demanding today. Well, you can speak
here, I'll
while
tie it
this
off.
Is going on.
Do you know
on?
How to tie balloons pretty good?
Yeah. I
okay, go ahead.
Very well. Oh, I know
Are
how.
Are you like
there,
a carny?
Kind of.
Well, that's full enough.
Man, if you yell one more time.
That was fun. Now, that was fun. I didn't hit you with a dart.
You didn't, but it shocked me.
I hit the balloon.
I was going to hold it up for you to hit it. All of a sudden,
His mom's making a helium balloon.
Pig splits then, of course. Ow! Quit it, man! If that could catch on fire, that could spark.
That
could spark.
I threw a balloon.
The dart could spark, and then we all blow up
Dude,
in here.
We have to roll that. I got to hear that scream again. That was completely.
Told you I could scream louder than any female known to man.
Completely genuine.
I told you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.